Hi, and woo, welcome all. Hi, this is Beverly, and you are on Parent Hawk hashtag with Bev. As you know, I'm a Black British mother of West Indian descent with two, I keep saying children, but they're young adults now, and we're based in London, UK. Remember, not an expert of any kind, just sharing my thoughts, opinions, and experiences around parenting in the hope that it helps anyone, another person, a parent, anywhere. I'm so excited, I can't even contain myself. So I have to apologize because if you've come thinking that this is going to be another long 20-minute, 30-minute podcasts, I'm going to be sorry to disappoint you. Don't even bother to grab your tea and your coffee and all the rest of it, because this is going to be short but brief. Well, as brief as Beverly can make it. I am today just wanted to put a pin and a mark in the fact that it's been a year and a couple of months, so I'm a little bit late. But I just wanted to celebrate my birthday. No, not my own actual birthday, but this podcast's birthday. Yay! Oh my gosh. Can you? I don't think any of you can really understand why I'm so excited. I am so excited. I am. You know, the reality is that I was looking and I thought for some reason that today, the 12th of May, was my 1 year anniversary of doing these podcasts. But actually, it looks like I started in March. So I am late for my own birthday. But you know me by now. What can I say? It's to celebrate the birth of an idea. You know, sometimes when you put a thought out there, you can either sort of say to yourself, oh, it's never going to happen. And I spent some time doing that. Oh, it's not going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know what platform. I know what I want to kind of do, my calling, so to speak, who, you know, all that kind of stuff. But actually, it was January 2020, and I remember my friend taking me to a workshop, a vision board workshop. And you know, I've spoken about vision boards before. And at this vision board workshop, I actually put down the image of a podcast and a woman speaking into a microphone. And I was like, you know, that's what I'm projecting for myself for the future. So the thought became an idea, the idea and thoughts were put into a visual picture. And I had that on my phone and my laptop. And when this opportunity suddenly arrived, some email just popped into one of my email boxes, and it was about, do you want to start your own podcast? And this just happened to coincide with the beginning of the pandemic. And I just was like, yeah, I do actually. And so now, a year and maybe 2 months later, I have been doing podcasts week in, week out. We've had some fantastic guests, and you know, I just want to take a moment to say thank you so much to everybody who has appeared on this podcast and been so gracious enough to share their experiences and story and have chit chat with me on conversation. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just think it's been absolutely brilliant. And I know that, you know, there's loads more people out there to interview so that we can share experiences and learn about other parents who are entrepreneurs doing stuff for the community. So, another reason why I'm kind of excited is because another idea is coming to reality. And I'm launching my Parent Talk with Bev website, and it will be up and live in the next few days. I think what I'll do is I will do an Instagram live to do, well, my daughter says, you need to do an Instagram live and countdown and let people see. And I'm like, yeah, babes, I will do whatever you say at this point. You know, but yeah, so another idea is coming into reality, and that is the website. And it's called parenttalkwithbev.com. And yeah, there are going to be still free stuff because that's kind of who I am. But there's also stuff that people have to pay for. You understand? Come and don't work hard for my living, and it's time now. But you know me. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know, really and truly, it is about the love. It is about supporting others. It is about sharing experiences so we can all learn something. You understand? So you can still catch us on the Bev Parent Talk, which is my Instagram account. And what else did I want to say? Sorry, I'm just trying to contain myself because the microphone's saying that I'm getting loud, and I'm just trying to hold it down. Yeah, see what I'm saying? Lower your voice and stand away from the mic. Anyway, so what's the future? Well, you know, I can put it out there. I want my own TV show. Why not? Either on television, mainstream, or on cable network. Who knows? You know, I want to travel around the world to see how other parents do their thing, and even interview parents who are from outside of the UK to look at, you know, what they're doing, and so that we can learn not only just locally or from our local community, but we can learn from other cultures and we can learn globally because, you know, parents, we got the power. So anyway, I did say this was going to be a short one. Just in case you have just joined, I am saying happy birthday to me, the podcast. Happy birthday to me, this podcast. Happy birthday, dear Parent Talk, hashtag with Bev. Happy birthday to me. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. It's just unbelievable. So thank you, my listeners. And, you know, we're just going to build and get bigger and bigger and do what we have to do, which is to support each other and tell each other our stories so that we can build a better community of parents who feel more confident and enabled and empowered. And that way, our children, the legacies that we have got and the legacies that we're ambitious about, or the children that are our legacy, will be able to build much more strongly on a stronger foundation. And, you know, we will feel stronger as parents ourselves because we're in this together. So until next time. Yeah, I know. Don't cuss me. This is a short one. I've done telling you already. Next week, listen out. I have got Donnell Grant, who's going to be coming. She's done her interview about her as a mother, and she lives in London. She'll tell you more about herself. But this woman has set up the Brave Project, and she's going to come and speak with us and tell us all about that next week. So look, you know, the more people who reach out and talk to me, the more podcasts we'll do. So until then, you take care of yourselves, you and your families. Stay blessed until we meet again. I'm out.